from a purely business point of view, it's really positive. Because when there is stiff competition, it means that the price of diamonds will also go up. It's positive in that sense, in the sense that we are going to probably experience a firming in the price of diamonds and probably an increase in the export proceeds or in the value that we've been getting from the export of our diamonds. But it also shows us that the worldwide demand for diamonds, I think, has also been going up. And that purely, from an economic point of view, is positive for countries that export diamonds like Zimbabwe.
And we also see that an Indian company has offered to train at least 1,000 of Zimbabwean diamond polishers. What does this mean for the industry?
Well, it's good because it shows that at least to be able to add value to our diamonds. Because if you look at most African countries that are exporting, they are exporting mainly commodities or raw materials that are in their raw form that have not been value added. So if we can polish our diamonds, it means we not only are we providing employment for those diamond polishers, but are also adding value to those diamonds, which will mean that the amount of money that we are going to generate from the sale of those polished diamonds will be much greater than if we were to export them in their raw form. It will also mean that probably we would then have to export a certain quota to the Indians as part of the deal, probably for them to train our polishers. But it's good for if we can evaluate our diamonds, because then it means that we'll be able to get more revenue from processed diamonds than from raw diamonds.